It was the last day of Will's holiday, and although the sun was shining and the moor was his favourite place in the world, everything was made sad by the weight of knowing that tomorrow there would be the long drive home, the shops and houses squeezing in closer and closer on each side of the busy roads, the sky getting tangled and trapped behind nets of wires and overhead cables. On the last day of the holiday, he thought, you had to look harder at everything. Listen carefully to all the sounds and breathe in all the smells. Try to fix the wild places in your memory so that they would last you through a whole year back in the town. Maybe that was what made the wood feel so strange. Maybe he'd looked too hard or listened too intently. It was only a little, stunted tangle of low oaks which straggled for a mile or so along the hillside above a clattering river. But as soon as he stepped into its shadows, running ahead of Mum and Dad down the footpath from the rocks on the hilltop, he had thought, I love this place, because it looked like a place for elves and orcs and wonderful adventures. Now, exploring alone among the trees while Mum did a drawing and Dad sat studying the Ordnance Survey map, he was starting to wonder if love was the right word for what he was feeling. He couldn't imagine ever saying, I love Poldhavy Wood, in the way he sometimes said, I love chocolate biscuits, or I love Warhammer. The wood was too old and strange, and somehow serious for that. Wreaths of mist were rising into the sunbeams from the wet moss which covered all the tree trunks and the rocks between them, and the shadows of the twisty branches reached down through the mist, and the dry leaves whispered, and everything shone with the wetness of the shower that had just passed. Beards of grey lichen trailed from the branches, brushing Will's face and catching at his hair as he ducked under them, climbing uphill towards the top of the wood. The cry of the river came clearly through the trees behind him. He'd got that phrase out of Dad's guidebook, the cry of the river. And when you heard it like this, the sound muffled by trees and tugged about by the breeze, it did sound like voices calling. He thought how, if he was in a story like The Hobbit or something, the river might have started speaking to him, telling him things. He even stopped and listened, to see if he could make out words. But if the water was talking to him, it spoke in its own language, one that Will did not understand. Will! Called another voice, much closer. Will started. Dad had come quietly through the wood while Will was daydreaming, and now he laughed and said, Sorry, Will, didn't mean to make you jump. Mum's about ready. We'd better push on. Tea at the pub tonight? Yeah, said Will, trying to look keen. He was keen. He liked eating at the pub.